I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. U.S. President Donald Trump said Thursday that he's confident Russian President Vladimir Putin will not push to restart the war in Ukraine if a truce is reached, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In the Oval Office,
I think he'll keep his word.
The president says he's known Putin for a long time and does not believe Putin will go back on his word.
History must be on the side of the peacemaker, not the invader.
The president spoke alongside British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, the second European leader to visit the White House this week, amid concerns on the continent about the president perhaps conceding too much to Putin in an aggressive push to end the war. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visits the White House on Friday. Zelensky and Trump are expected to sign off on a contentious agreement that would give the U.S. access to Ukraine's critical minerals. Egypt says negotiations between Israel and Hamas on the next phase of the Gaza ceasefire have begun in Cairo. Egypt's State Information Service said officials from Israel, Qatar, and the U.S. on Thursday started intensive discussions on the second phase of the ceasefire. An Israeli official had said earlier in the day that Israel's military will not withdraw from a strategic corridor in the Gaza Strip. The pullout was part of the ceasefire, and Israel's refusal could spark a crisis with Hamas and key mediator Egypt at a sensitive moment for a fragile truce. The Israeli official spoke hours after Hamas released the remains of four hostages in exchange for over 600 Palestinian prisoners, the last planned exchange of the ceasefire's first phase, which ends this weekend.